Welcome to our next session. We've been looking at the distinction between our position and our condition. And so we're going to start right back at the very beginning in this session, and we're going to look at the source of our old position. And by old position, I mean the position that we had before we came to know Christ as our Savior. So let's think of this as an earthly relationship, an earthly illustration of this. Our physical position in our earthly physical family. You know, to a large degree, every one of us are a product of our position. We all enter into life the same way. We enter into our earthly family position through physical birth. We are our father's son or daughter, if that's the case. And from that position, I'm my father's son, and from our earthly position, we derive certain physical qualities that are very much characteristic of the family, of the father in particular. And so at times, a young boy will often look like his father. He might talk like his father. He might even walk, have the same gait as his father. There are a lot of family qualities that are just innate at birth. And even if a young son becomes estranged from his father and becomes a prodigal son, that doesn't change his position. He's still going to look like his father. He's still going to talk like his father. And he's still going to have the same walk, the same gait. Nothing can change that position. And so this is a good illustration of our old position when we were physically born into the world, not just as a son of our earthly father, but the son of Adam. And so this position speaks of a spiritual relationship. Just like there's a physical earthly relationship that a son has to his earthly father, there is also another kind of a relationship that we have to the original father, to Adam. Adam was the source of our old position, the position that we had before we came to know Christ as our Savior. And before we were in Christ and saved, we first were born in Adam and were condemned. So that's our position. It's the position of every single human being ever born into the world. We are all born as sons of Adam. And Genesis chapter 5 and verse 3 tells us something interesting about that relationship. It says in Genesis 5:3, "And Adam lived 130 years, and he begat a son in his own likeness and in his image, and called his name Seth." So all of Adam's children were born after the fall, not before when Adam was sinless, but after his fall. And that means all of Adam's children were born in Adam's likeness, only after the fall were born in Adam's sinful likeness and his mortality. And so we are born in Adam, and that's our physical, that's our earthly position. We were born into Adam's fallen, sinful likeness and in his image. And Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, even so, in Adam all die. So that's another part of our position that we are born into through physical earthly birth. We were born in Adam, and we were born in his sin, and we are born spiritually dead. And now that's our position. That's the position of every person who's born into this world. Physically, we're alive. We have natural life. But spiritually, we're born dead, alienated from the life of God. And that's how every one of us entered into this world. And so right from birth, we are connected to Adam and to his sin. Adam's sin was, we might not like this, but this is what the scripture says, Adam's sin was imputed to every one of us at birth. And in a sense, physically, we were in Adam's loins when he sinned. He is the source of all of his children that that came after him. And when Adam sinned, because we were in Adam, his sin is our sin. And his mortality becomes our mortality. And his condemnation becomes our condemnation. So we're born in Adam's sin, and that sin brings with it immediate condemnation. And so this is the position of every one of us before we were saved. Paul wrote to the Romans in Romans 5:12 and said, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men," and here's the important part to think, to keep in mind, "death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned," meaning all of Adam's sons and daughters sinned in Adam when he sinned. So his original sin is our sin. And Adam's sin was passed upon us through physical birth. Now, Paul tells the Ephesian believers in Ephesians chapter 2, that they were dead in sin. So, yes, they were very much alive physically, but spiritually, they were dead. That's their position. There's no relationship to God when a person is born into this world. He is born spiritually dead. He is born as a sinner. And in Adam, we are dead to God and alive unto sin. Now, that changes when we get saved. That's all reversed when a person gets saved. But when we're born physically, we are dead to God and alive unto sin. And that's a terrible way to enter into life. Romans chapter 5 and verse 16 tells us that Adam's condemnation is our condemnation, and that's our position. So as soon as we're born in Adam's sin, and as a result of that, we are born spiritually dead, lifeless. We need to be born again because we're born spiritually dead. And we are born condemned. And that's why every person needs to be born again. He needs to be saved. He needs to be justified. And so Paul writes in Romans chapter 5 and verse 17, "For if by one man's sin or one man's offense, death reigned by one." So when we're born, we are alive physically, but spiritually, death is reigning in our earthly life. Spiritual death is reigning. And you know, we have Adam's life. We have Adam's mortal life. We have Adam's nature. We have, in fact, we're complete. Just like the Bible says in Christ, we're complete. We're complete in him. And we're complete in Adam in another way. We are in Adam, we are completely dead spiritually. We are completely cut off and alienated from God. We are completely fallen. We are completely and thoroughly and totally depraved and sinful. We are completely helpless to save ourselves, and we are completely condemned. Welcome to the world. That's the way every human being is born. And that's all bad news. There's no good news there whatsoever. And ultimately, in Adam, all will die physically too. So that's our position right from birth. But there is good news. And the good news is that the cross ends our old position in Adam. And that's wonderful news. That position that we're unable to change, there's nothing we could do to reverse that. We were spiritually dead. We cannot produce eternal life on our own. And we are helpless, condemned sinners with a mortal body ready to die and go to hell. That's the way every person enters into the world. But the good news is the cross is always good news. And the cross is good news because there, Paul tells us, our old man, that person we were in Adam, that old unregenerate person, that old spiritually dead person, that old condemned person that we were in Adam, when we put our faith in Christ, the cross of Jesus Christ, we are crucified with him. And that death ends that old position that we had in Adam. And that's the beginning of good news. But it gets much better. In Christ, we have not only ended that old position, that condemned, sinful, degenerate position, but in Christ, we have a new heavenly and holy position. And that's what we'll look at in our next soundbite.